In 3 days' time, my best friend George is getting married to his lovely soon-to-be wife, Elise, in the picturesque spa town of Baden-Baden, Germany. It's a far cry from my home, San Francisco, where I sometimes clock in a 70-hour work week. I'm a software developer for a huge tech firm, so calling my job demanding is a bit of an understatement. George and us groomsmen have spent the last couple of days doing the customary guided tour thing, exploring many of the recommended sites, like the spa district and the old town. We've seen horse races, gone hiking, and even squeezed in a day trip to the awe-inspiring Black Forest. But tonight, we're letting loose and visiting the infamous Baden-Baden Casino. I have to say, I'm not much of a gambler. You're much more likely to find me reading classic Russian literature or playing with Arduino kits than tossing my money away at a casino. Despite this, I suppose I've been looking forward to a bit of hedonistic fun in Europe after all the wholesome activities of the past few days. The casino is illuminated in pure white light as we pass through its stone archways and up the sloped path towards its grand entrance. The place looks like a European palace fit for a king and queen. We step into the marbled lobby and head towards the bar for a few drinks. All around us, there are people immaculately dressed, men in tailored suits, women in elegant, form-fitting dresses. Waiters in designer tuxedos slip through the crowds with trays of champagne that probably cost more than my monthly rent. I kind of feel like I'm in a James Bond film. After a few drinks, I veer away from the group, eager to explore some of the tables on my own. I stumble into an opulent room covered in plush red carpet. Chandeliers hang heavily across the ceiling, letting off a golden, syrupy glow that catches the spindle tops of the roulette wheels. It's total sensory overload in here. But then again, I have had a couple drinks. There are so many games to choose from, and I feel slightly out of my depth. Maybe I should stick to the penny slots. Just when I think it's all too much to comprehend, I spot you sitting at a blackjack table, surrounded by a group of men. Oh, hello. Something tells me this might be a good place to start. I take it as a good sign that there's an empty seat right next to you. I wait a few minutes for the current hand to finish, sneaking glances at you the entire time. The smell of you is intoxicating. My senses are even more alert and alive than usual as I take in your spiced floral perfume. It's confident and sophisticated, much like you are, I assume. I watch in awe as you communicate with the dealer using only your hands, tapping the table with two manicured fingers for a hit, or waving your hands over your cards from left to right to stand. I have to say, your concentration is impressive, and more than a bit intimidating for an amateur like me. I slide some money towards the center of the table and ask the dealer for a denomination of chips. I don't know what I'm doing, but just sitting beside you feels empowering. There's something about you that makes me want to try my luck.
16. Would you like to stay?
You look up from your cards and eye me with a small but glamorous smile. I return your gaze bashfully, unable to stop gawking at how beautiful you are in that black dress. It's backless and shows off the elegant shape of your shoulder blades, stopping just above your hips. Honestly, I'd give up all my chips just to touch you right now. Just to graze my fingers along your back and feel how soft you are. I take a calculated risk and place a stack of chips inside my betting circle.
Dealer busts.
Oh, wow. Winning a hand gives me a huge rush of excitement. It feels fantastic, really. I guess I can kind of see why people get so into this. Your bare leg suddenly slides against my own, the tip of your heels rising upward against my pant leg. Was that an accident? No, it couldn't have been. because a few moments later, the surreptitious brush of your foot against my calf implies that you're doing this on purpose, repeatedly. You try to act as if you're too deep in thought to realize that we're touching. You hardly look at me as we play, but I can see a devilish grin across your face every few moments. I'm so incredibly turned on, and not only by your secret touch, but by your prowess at the table. When I win once again, you squeeze my thigh firmly with your fingers. I nod to the dealer and toss him a tip. I'm out. To my great delight, you stand up from the table just seconds after I do.
Hey, nice job. You play well for a beginner.
How do you know I'm a beginner? It's that obvious, huh? Especially to an expert like you.
A little bit. I'm Lindsay. Are you Canadian? American?
Tom, actually. But yes, American. Are you visiting or do you live around here?
I'm based in Berlin. I'm just in Baden-Baden for the weekend to check out the spas and try my luck.
My mind flashes to an image of you relaxing in a steaming sauna, your body glistening with sweat. There's just something about you that is so damn alluring. I'm here for a wedding, although it seems I've lost my friends.
Well, assuming you don't find your friends, I was thinking of moving on to some games that are a little more high risk.
I glance around the bustling casino, but there's no sight of them. Your mouth twists into a smirk, and I can only imagine where this night may lead. The next 2 hours are a blur as you and I play game after game, increasing our bets to absurd amounts simply to excite one another. As the risks grow higher, so does my desire for you. We lose a few times, but mostly we win. We win hundreds of dollars on an animated slot machine and bet it all at a roulette table. We take those winnings and rapturously risk most of them at Texas Hold'em, only to go back to our lucky slot machine once again for another round. I stand behind you, watching over your shoulder, as you pull the lever and the numbers dance before our eyes. My heart is beating uncontrollably fast, not just because I'm anxious to win, but my body is so close to yours.
Ha! Yes!
You turn around to face me, your lips curled into a gorgeous smile. Your lips look so soft, so plump and kissable. Finally, I can take no longer. My excitement spills over and I take the biggest risk of all. I kiss you. You slowly pull away and look up at me with eyes full of lust.
My room is just upstairs.
We exit the casino and walk hastily towards the elevator. I feel high from our wins this evening. We arrive at your hotel room, and I can't keep my hands off of you. I back you against the wall, kissing you, my tongue exploring the interior of your warm mouth. Your hands reach down to untuck my shirt from my pants. They work quickly to undo each button. You run your fingers against my chest and abs. I think you approve of what you see. You unbuckle my belt, unzip my pants, and take them off, pulling down my boxer briefs so my hard cock reveals itself. I love how determined you look, the way you go after what you want. There's a steady burn of arousal in your eyes as you undress me. My tongue circles your sumptuous lips, and then my lips seek the soft flesh of your earlobes. I turn you around so that your ass is to me, and press my body firmly against yours.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.